bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad to have you with us today. The I Am Love Builders Radio Show is one that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show.
Yes, they will.
Good morning, Hansel.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank God for Friday.
Thank God for Fridays.
So, what are we going to do today? We're going to have fun?
We are.
Good. I like having fun. So, why don't you start it off with telling them about our workshop tomorrow?
Oh, yes. We're going to have a workshop on this coming Saturday, tomorrow. It's going to be at High Point Church, and it's going to run from 9 to 4:30, and it's going to be for married couples. Now, it doesn't matter if you're having challenges or not. In fact, you know, if you're doing well, this will take you to the next level.
Right.
If you're having challenges, it'll help you out as well. So it's something that all couples should be thinking about doing. We still have room. We still have plenty of room, so feel free to come on out tomorrow from 9 to 4:30. Now, this is in Aurora. This is at 6450 South Southlands Parkway in Aurora, and the zip code is 816, and it's at High Point Church, and it's a Healthy Marriage Project Workshop we're going to be doing tomorrow, so come on, join Cheryl and myself.
Yes, and we have... Lunch is provided.
It's a free workshop.
Care. Yeah. Child care is provided. The workshop is free. Mm-hmm. And even if you're engaged,
yes,
an engaged couple.
If you're dating right now and engaged, mm-hmm. you definitely want to come to this workshop.
You're invited. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Now, on my phone, I have this Bible app
mm-hmm.
that's called YouVersion.
YouVersion. Yes.
YouVersion.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. And yes. it has devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have found several different devotionals that are pertaining to marriage, love, mm-hmm. and families.
Oh, okay.
So in reading my daily devotional, I'm doing one right now that's called Conflicts and Marriage.
Mm.
It's a 7-day devotional. So the one that I read this morning... the author of the devotional is Jim Daly, and he's at jimdalyblog.com. And Mr. Daly has a devotional article that I read this morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Tie Yourself to the Mast.
Hmm.
And that's M-A-S-T.
Right, right. Like a mast on a ship.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so he's talking about... happy versus unhappy marriages.
Mm.
And so he proposes a question. He says, are you happy in your marriage? If so, you might be... Are you unhappy in your marriage? If so, you might be interested to learn that two-thirds... This is a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
That two-thirds of unhappy couples who stay together
mm-hmm.
in their relationship is significantly better within 5 years.
Wow. That's good news.
Yeah, but the problem is people don't want to stick it out, though.
Right, they don't want to stick in there.
Yeah. You have to hang in there so that you can get to the point where your marriage is greatly successful.
Right.
So he says to achieve that, it will require you and your spouse to tie yourself to the mast.
Mm.
M-A-S-T.
Yes.
So he's basing it off the story of Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Homer's Odyssey.
Right.
You know, the writing
right.
story. And so Odysseus and his crew were headed to a specific destination.
Right.
So on the way to their destination, though, they had to pass this enchanted island.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the island had these enchanting voices, and they would sing a melodic song, and it would entice and seduce.
Put them into a trance.
Right, whoever heard it.
Yeah.
And so Odysseus told his crew, first of all, he passed out wax to everybody, himself.
Put it in their ears.
Right. And then he told his crew to tie him to the mast. So, and this was to help them to stay on course.
Right.
So that they would not be distracted, so they would not shipwreck, you know, get lost. They would reach their destination because he told his crew that they had to stay on task. They had to stay on course.
Right.
Because he understood the dangers that there were. So Mr. Jim Daly, he relates it to marriage.
Right.
And he says, marriages in our culture have become more transient. Too often, we throw out relationships at the first sign of trouble.
It's way too easy to...
It is.
Yeah, yeah, to just cancel out that bond. You know, this is a holy bond, and it you know, people just cancel it out as if it's nothing.
No commitment.
No commitment at all.
No commitment safety. And I mean, how can you do life? Life has bumps in the road.
Right.
And I just can't, you know, you think that no life or no relationship is not going to have a few bumps.
Some challenges, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so instead of it being the trend to jump ship when you have problems,
right,
you should challenge yourself to see, you know, make yourself
to tie yourself to the mast.
Right.
Absolutely.
And stick it out.
Yeah.
And so he goes on to say that God created marriage to be a covenant, a deep binding commitment designed to help us weather our difficulties. And that's as in weather, W-E-H-T-H-E-R.
Right.
Difficult circumstances. He said, but it requires us to tie ourselves to the mast. You have to dismiss the voices that try to lure you away.
And those voices come from all different sources, whether it be
sources.
Family and friends and coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy is busy.
Yes.
trying to get you to, you know, to...
Even as innocent things like social media.
Yeah.
A calendar that's too busy. You're busy. The husband's busy. The kids are busy.
Yep.
Everybody's busy. Everybody's everywhere.
We got sports now with the different teams playing and all this stuff pulling you away from that.
Different meetings. I mean, even the church.
Yeah.
You can be so busy in church that you're actually missing the true essence to why you're there.
Yeah, yeah. I know we're actually going to be bringing in some pastors and some ministers and stuff at the end of the month to talk about marriage and ministry.
Right.
Because you can do it successfully or you could do it unsuccessfully.
Mm-hmm.
And even the church can pull you away from your marriage because you're so busy serving, doing the work of God. But the challenge is pulling you, is separating you, you know, from your spouse.
And it's so subtle, you
That's
don't even realize
God
it.
That's not something God wants. Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not what he wants.
No.
He goes on to say in this article that these voices lure us away from our marriages or convince us that divorce is an easy answer to the troubles.
Yep, that's the answer. Get a divorce. No, no. It's not the best answer.
And he says, if your marriage is unhappy, it's not too late.
Hmm.
Commit your relationship to a course of growth and healing.
Yeah, it's never too late, really. You know, if you think about it, as long as both parties are willing to work at it, it's never too late.
You have to want it.
Yeah.
And it sometimes is, you know, anything of value takes time.
Right.
And it takes energy.
Yep.
And you have to be committed to it. I mean, I think of like athletes who go on to... I can't think. What is it?
What?
Athletes who go on to the Olympics.
Okay. Yeah, Olympics.
And, you know, we really celebrate them, you know, their accomplishments. But it wasn't easy for them.
No, most of them work 8 hours or more every day. They train all the time. you know, for mm-hmm. 6 months to a year, even before they even get close to being, mm-hmm. you know, qualified. And then what's really fascinating is that what separates the person that wins the gold medal from the one that wins the bronze medal is only tenths of a second
right.
difference.
Right.
It's not like this huge difference. Mm-hmm. You are literally a tenth or two of a second in front of the person that came in third.
Right.
Yeah.
And the good thing about that is the rewards for right. sticking it out.
Right.
I mean, they have to make a lot of sacrifices mm-hmm. in order to be able to stand up there before billions of people
yeah.
and get a gold, silver, bronze medal. Even if they don't get a medal, they still have really put in a lot of time and practice
yeah.
to develop their dream.
Right.
And we need to do the same thing for our marriages. It goes on to say that with hard work and faithfulness to God, mm-hmm. you and your spouse may discover the relationship you've always dreamed of.
Huh.
But you have to stick and stay.
Yeah.
I heard a minister say years ago that we need to be like a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
A stamp sticks to the letter until it gets there.
Right. Right. That's good stuff.
We just need to work on it.
That's
it can
stuff.
Be done, honey.
Yes. Well, I'm going to share the four C's when we come back on the other side of the break, because the four C's can help them when it comes to sticking with it and tying themselves to the mask.
That'll be great.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to talk about some flirting, aren't we?
Oh, flirting, huh?
Yeah, my favorite subject.
You like flirting?
Yeah,
why?
I do.
Why do you like flirting?
Well,
you just like flirting because it might lead to sex. That's what.
Okay, well, so what's wrong with that? Is there a problem with that? Sounds like a good deal to me.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, honey, it is a good deal. It just yeah. makes the sex part richer and more exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's not just for married couples, though, right? We're going to talk about flirting all the way across the board, whether you're dating or you're thinking about dating
mm-hmm.
or if you're in a marriage relationship, right? It still works.
Right, it does.
Okay.
But I really think we need to bring back flirting for married couples.
Well, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to be talking about it here right after the break. You're listening to IAmLoveBuilders.com with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio. We'll see you on the other side.
I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, hey. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday praise and worship service.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham.
Hey,
happy
sweetie.
Friday, honey.
Yeah.
It's good. So we're going to have fun tomorrow. We're going to be doing our workshop. Mm-hmm. So we've already invited everyone to come out. And we'll probably tell you a little bit about it more again. But honey, I was looking at the book, His Needs, Her Needs.
Mm-hmm. And love that book.
You like that book?
Yeah.
It's by Willard F. Harley Jr. And its title is His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Willard is saying here in his book that couples, everybody has needs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some really strong needs.
Right.
And he says that marital conflict is created in one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
One way is couples fail to make each other happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the second way is that couples make each other unhappy.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
He says in the first case, couples are frustrated because their needs are not being met. In the second case, they're deliberately hurting each other. He says he calls the first case the conflict failure to care, and the second is the failure to protect.
Mm-hmm.
He says that their men have their set of needs,
right,
and women have their set of needs,
right,
and unfortunately, they're not the same set.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
He says men tend to meet needs that they would value, and women meet the needs that they value.
Yeah. So the women are meeting women's needs, and the men are meeting men's needs, but they're not meeting
each other's needs. Yeah. Yeah.
That's confusing.
Oh, well, it's kind of like the same way when we talk about the love languages.
Right, right.
It's needs are the same way. Instead of me giving you your needs,
right,
I try to give you what my needs are.
Or your love language.
Right.
Right, right.
And then you try to, you know, vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying, well, I like this, or mm-hmm. you know, this is what I'm feeling. So obviously, you know, to please you, I need to do
mm-hmm.
what and would I, please me.
And, you know, I don't think we do it on purpose.
Right,
I think
right.
it's kind of subconscious.
Yeah, subconsciously.
You know, because you know, when you go shopping for gifts, you mm-hmm. tell yourself, you know, you get someone what you would want to have.
Right, right.
And I think it's kind of the
same
concept.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not working.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to know the love language of your spouse because that's what they respond to.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mr. Willard goes on to say that the right needs are so strong that when they're not met in marriage, people are tempted to go outside the marriage to satisfy them.
Right.
And most of the people he's counseled have yielded to the temptation to violate their sacred vows to forsake all others.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Well, all this kind of comes back around to all the stuff we've been talking about already, like the love bank, for example,
mm-hmm.
with his needs, her needs, and you have the love bank. If you're not filling up your spouse's love bank, then somebody else has the potential to fill it up.
That's right.
And if that's happening, then that's when all the drama and challenges come into, come into the marriage.
So what are some neat little ways if we do needs, if I'm giving you what your specific needs are,
mm-hmm.
then that's a way to make a deposit into your love bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If we're able to meet our spouse's needs, that's definitely going to start filling up that love bank. Yeah.
And, you know, that could also tie into flirting because we want to talk about a little bit about flirting.
Mm-hmm.
And so flirting is a way, it's a playful way for husband and wife to kind of romantically entice and tease
yeah. Yeah.
one another
yeah.
and could potentially fill a need too.
Right. Right. And it doesn't just start that day. It's an ongoing thing. It should be happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It should happen Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, all the time.
You know, some families, some mothers are really good at doing cute little, neat little things for their children, mm-hmm. like putting in little love notes into,
right.
you know, in their
right.
lunch box
right.
or giving them their special treat or mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we should also do that. with our spouse.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, that kind of, to me, it takes flirting to a whole new level, because you can flirt with your children. You know, you can flirt with a coworker, not in a sexual way, but in a way that you are, you know, you're doing the love tap. You know, you're telling a positive story. That's a way to flirt.
And it's making that person feel loved.
Yeah.
And valued.
Right.
And I think it also strengthens the bond of the relationship, because you feel like there's a commitment there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I believe even when your couples are having tough times and rough times, this is where we need to put in place some of these ideas, of these tips, the love taps, mm-hmm. Doing not only telling a positive story, but doing an act of kindness.
Right, right.
For your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Give them words of encouragement.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've had people tell us, well, he doesn't deserve it, or, you know, or she doesn't deserve it. And if you stay in that mode, they're never going to deserve it.
Yeah. Because the truth is, we both deserve it.
Right.
We all deserve it.
Right.
And we should give, because it's that old adage, if you give, you'll get something back.
Right. Right.
So I was always thinking, when couples are having rough times, things that they can do, that even though it's a bump in the road, even though it's a little tough,
mm-hmm.
Little things to encourage one another.
Right.
Like sending a inspirational quote or mm-hmm. something.
A text or something like that.
Right. Right. To,
except for, don't text me, because I'm not into texting. Call me. Call me. Send me a voicemail.
Email.
Don't text me, because I won't see it. You know, I mean, you'll be flirting with me all week and I won't see it until Saturday.
Like, honey, did you get all those texts I sent you? What texts?
You sent me some texts? Oh. Huh.
But just be creative.
Right.
Think of some things, like when I remember when I was working and I was going through a rough time
mm-hmm.
at work
mm-hmm.
and I would come home and I would be frustrated.
Yeah.
You were so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
You would say things that, and it wasn't that you went into solving mode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, occasionally you would give a suggestion, and the suggestions were actually pretty good. Well, honey, why don't you try this, or mm-hmm. why don't you consider that?
Right.
But what I remember most is that you would just listen.
Right.
And I mean, actually listen, because mm-hmm. sometimes we take the posture of listening, but actually we're really not present.
Just zoned out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, what zones me out, if you will, is a computer, because I'll get on the computer mm-hmm. and I'm zoned out. Just like a lot of guys will get into sports and they're, you know, into the TV and mm-hmm. zoned out. So you have to learn how to back away from those things to give your spouse that attention that they need.
And you're actually very good at that, because when I walk into your office and say, honey, and I start to talk, and you always stop what you're doing. You turn your chair around away from the computer and you look at me.
I have to, because otherwise I won't hear a word you say. Like, what did you just say? You were talking like for an hour. I didn't hear a word you said.
I was like, honey, I told you. You did? When?
Are you sure? Did you even come into my office?
But, you know, it's giving your spouse the support when they're going through a tough time.
Yeah, yeah.
And even when both of you just can't seem to agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those times do happen.
Yeah.
Where you just can't seem to agree. Another thing that it says here in the book, His Needs, Her Needs, is to become aware of each other's emotional needs and learn to meet them.
Yes.
You know, in our workshop, we talk about emotional safety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And emotional safety is setting an atmosphere for a person to share their thoughts, their ideas,
right.
their feelings mm-hmm. freely.
Freely, yeah, yeah. Without feeling they're going to be either harmed physically, or mm-hmm. they're going to be
invalidated,
put down, or yeah.
So
sure.
it's making it safe to connect.
Right, right.
So I think that's very good.
Okay. Well, let me tell the folks about my four C's. And these are the it's an easy way for me to stay on track when it comes to relationships. It's really simple. So if you have a pad and paper, I'd write these C's down and just keep them with you on a little card or something. So the first C is Christ. Now, this is a Christian radio, and we're all Christians. Hopefully, a lot of us are Christians listening to this. You should be able to plug in to the source, and that being Christ and God. So the first C in your handling of the relationship should be through God, should be aligned with God and Christ. The next C is control. Now, that's not controlling the situation or controlling the individual. It's self-control.
Yes.
If you can have self-control at work, if you can have self-control when you're out in public, you should be able to control yourself just as well when you're talking to your spouse.
Yes.
So there's no reason for your spouse to feel like, as long as we're in mixed company, we're okay. But as soon as we get behind closed doors, the real person comes out. The anger, the bitterness, the, you know, all that stuff. So it's about controlling you, controlling your actions. The next C is communication. Once you are able to control and once you are focused and aligned with God and Christ, now you can have communication, and it can be a strong communication, and it can be one that's very effective. And the last C is collaboration. You need to collaborate. You're not going to win every argument.
Right.
You don't need to win every argument. Yes, you want to stand your ground from time to time, but you don't need to win every argument to have a healthy,
happy relationship.
Happy relationship. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So those are the four C's: Christ, control, communication, and collaboration. When we come back, we got some more great stuff for you. You're probably going to flirt some more, I hope.
Yes.
All right. Just making sure. So you're listening to Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio. You can find us on IAmLoveBuilders.com. You can also do a Facebook search for I Am Love Builders. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Living in this moment, I got my arms raised, unfazed, jump out of bed, gotta get this party going.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, hey.
Welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. Hey, honey.
Hey. Are we still flirting?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Just making sure.
You're adorable.
absolutely adorable. I just want everybody to know that. I'm glad I married you.
I'm glad you married me too.
So we were talking about his needs and her needs, and I was reading further in the book, and the author goes on to say that he asked a question.
Yes.
What could your spouse do for you that would make you happiest?
Hmm. No drama.
No drama?
Yeah. That would pretty much do it for me. I'm a simple man.
Oh, okay. And he says that he's been able to classify most of our responses into 10 emotional needs.
Hmm.
So you want to hear what these needs are?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He says it's admiration,
mm-hmm.
affection,
mm-hmm.
conversation,
right.
domestic support,
mm-hmm.
family commitment, financial support, honesty and openness, physical attractiveness, recreational companionship, and you're going to like this last one.
What's the last one?
Sexual fulfillment.
Yes. All right. Can we just change the order of that? Can we flip that around?
So he goes on to say that out of those 10,
mm-hmm.
women have their top five.
Right.
And men have their top five.
Right.
But in most cases,
they're not the same.
They're not the same.
Got it. Got it.
So you really have to be intentional mm-hmm. to make sure that you're giving your spouse their top five.
Right.
As opposed to giving them what your top five is.
Right. That's probably in a nutshell, that's probably the biggest challenge
mm-hmm.
out there, because we're trying to give our spouse our top five and they're trying to give us their top five, and you know, it's not working.
And I don't think it's intentional.
Right.
But he also goes on to say that often failure of men and women to meet each other's emotional needs is simply due to ignorance of what each other's needs are.
Yeah, we just don't know.
So we never sit down to really take inventory,
right?
So to speak, to right. say, you know, what's valuable to you?
Right.
It's like the exercise we do in our workshop called Words of the Heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, what are your words of the heart?
Right, right.
What's important to you?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when you mentioned earlier that the couples that stick it out wind up
having a much better relationship.
A much better relationship because they stick it out, but they find out what the other person's needs are.
Right. Then they become really intentional.
Right, right.
But wouldn't it just be awesome if we learned how to do the carryover on a consistent basis of mm-hmm. all the things we did when we were dating?
Right, right.
We continue to do after we get married.
Yeah, yeah. We pay a lot of attention to the other person when we're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get married, we say, okay, we're married now, so we don't have to do any of that dating stuff anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what happens after we get married? And I was wondering, I know there are couples who live together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, do they have the same experiences when they go from living in separate households and just say, okay, now we're going to live together.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that they have the same issue because, and then they don't have that commitment there, so they can say, well, no, if this isn't working, I can always move out.
Right.
Yeah, there's no need for me to go through any drama. This is not working. I'm moving out.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, now, tell me, honey, of mm-hmm. those 10, I'm going to read them again, then mm-hmm. you tell me what, give me at least 3 of your top needs.
Sex.
No.
Come on. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Lost my train of thought.
It's admiration, affection, conversation, domestic support, family commitment, financial support, honesty and openness, physical attraction, recreational companionship, and sexual fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any of those.
I know. All you heard was sexual fulfillment.
Yeah, that's the only one I heard. Can't you read those again? Give me a moment.
Are you serious?
No. I don't know. They're all good.
Well, I'm going to say I like affection.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one for me.
Right. Me too.
And honesty and openness.
Yes, definitely.
And let's see. Probably.
Isn't there one about peace and tranquility or something along the lines of drama free, something that relates to?
No, there's okay. Not anything.
We need to write another book.
No. domestic support.
Okay.
That one would be a good one for me. And then I also like recreational companionship.
Yeah. Hanging out and doing stuff together.
Yeah, that's when you rediscover your best friend.
Right.
And I think having your spouse be your best friend.
Very important.
Is very important.
Yeah.
Because I have found, because of our relationship, our friendship within our marriage,
right,
when we go places, even if we're somewhere where we don't know anyone, we can carry on a conversation and totally be oblivious to what's going on in the room.
Yeah, that's true. Because when we were in New York, we were doing that, you know, just kind of hanging out and having fun and walking along the Battery Park Pier area and stuff, just having a great time.
It also says here that fulfilling the needs of your spouse does not mean you have to painfully grit your teeth and make the best of something you hate.
Oh my goodness, no.
That would be very sad.
There's a lot of relationships like that though, unfortunately. You know, it's that situation where you are living in your spouse's world and they are in charge, if you will, or they're the one that dictates everything, you know, and you're just kind of in their world, and that's when that pain and suffering comes in.
He goes on to say that by learning to understand your spouse as a totally different person than you, you can begin to become an expert in meeting all of your spouse's emotional needs.
Yeah.
So, honey, you sure you don't have any of these other than sex?
I'm thinking drama-free and beer is the only thing that comes to my mind.
Drama-free and beer. Oh,
I need to write a book about that.
Drama-free and beer. That, I don't think that works.
No? Works for me. That's my need. Can I have my own needs?
Okay, so I'll just give you a drama-free life and some beer.
Yeah.
And set you over in the corner and go on.
Yep. If I had a beer-making machine, I'd just make my beer in the corner. And no drama, I'm good.
You don't even drink that much beer.
I don't drink that much, you're right. But I like to make it. It's kind of fun.
It was fun. We did. Yeah. We had some friends of ours that make beer, and they allowed us to come over, and we hung out with them, and we went through the steps and the process of making beer.
Oh, my God. What a process.
It is a process.
Oh, I had no idea.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to sterilize everything. You've got to boil it. You've got to stir it. You know,
keep it at a certain temperature. Yeah. And
scratch the beer thing. I'll just go buy some bottles of beer. That's a lot of work. And then you got to wait.
Right.
2 months.
Right. Especially if you're doing a flavor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then we have some other friends of ours who make wine.
Wine, yeah.
But the wine didn't appear to have as many steps.
Not as many steps, but still a process.
Yeah, it's still a process.
Yeah.
But that's life, honey.
Life's a process.
That's marriage.
Marriage is a process.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Romance and marriage and fulfilling each other's needs and discovering each other and learning how to live together and enjoy each other. It's a process.
Right. And if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Just saying.
So you got to figure out how to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
But it's easy when you like a person. I think it all stems from when you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Being selective when you are in that dating process, making sure, it's like when women go shopping, you know, we go to the rack and we go to what our specific size is,
right?
And we work that section. We look at everything. We may pick out a couple of outfits to try it on, and if it doesn't fit us, then we don't buy it,
right?
We put it back on the rack. If we were more selective and intentional about our mates, then we probably wouldn't get into relationships where it just doesn't work, because it just didn't work to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you put on a dress, you make sure that the sleeves are just right, the waist is right. Not only that, it's the right style for your figure.
Right.
The right color for your complexion.
Right.
But sometimes when we get into relationships or marriage, we get married for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting, too, because when you talk about relationships, and if you get physical before you get married, and then it doesn't work, now you're wounded.
Right.
You know, now you've got scars, and now you're feeling abandoned and all these other things. You know, I just saw something on Facebook to where this psychologist type of individual is talking to these men who are going around sleeping with all these women. Well, they're not raping the women. The women are giving their bodies to them, right? So, yes, the guy is wrong, but the woman's also wrong for giving her body to the guy.
Right.
And expecting him to commit.
Right.
Why would he commit to that when you're going to just give him, you know, a precious gift and expect for him to stay around?
Yeah. I think we have to be intentional and aware when we're dating to make sure we're with a person who's who has the same level of commitment that we do. Because if I'm ready to commit or go to the next level,
right,
and you have no intention of committing, and you just want to stay footloose and fancy free and float around from one person to the next, then we got a problem.
We got a big problem. Mm-hmm. We got a huge problem. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about more relationships and hopefully do some more flirting. And who knows where that'll go. But anyway, we'll see. You're listening to IAmLoveBuilders.com with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio. You can reach us at IAmLoveBuilders.com. You can also do a search for us on Facebook, I Am Love Builders. We want to hear your stories. We want you to do some love taps out there. We're going to talk more about the love taps here on the other side of the break.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. We're happy to have you tune in today. How you doing today, honey?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great?
I am.
So am I. You know how you're always talking about the love bank?
Mm-hmm.
And it says here in the book on chapter 2, it says that pleasurable interactions causes deposits and painful interactions causes withdrawals.
Yes. Yes.
So what would be a pleasurable interaction? I think that could also be tied into flirting too.
Sure.
Is those little things, don't have to be anything big or dramatic.
No. And when you're making deposits into someone's life, it doesn't have to be anything even sexual. It can be a smile. It can be opening a door for someone. It could be, you know, giving your child a hug before they go off to school.
Right.
So that when they are, you know, they're not seeking affection outside of the home. You have to be affectionate with your children in the home so they don't seek it outside the home. That's why a lot of gangs are able to recruit young people, is because the gangs are practicing these same principles.
Mm-hmm.
They are making positive deposits into their young person's love bank.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling the young person they can get all the clothes they want, all the sneakers they want, and all the alcohol or the drugs or the, you know, mm-hmm. just have a good time. And when they go home, all they get is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
No love, just mm-hmm. discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with discipline, but you have to
balance it with love.
Balance it with love so that that person doesn't feel a void.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their love bank is not void. And, you know, so yeah, it's a vicious circle, but you need to always be mindful of what you're saying and doing to the people around you that you love.
And you mentioned something you said that made me think about not only our children, but our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because our family unit will only be as strong as our marital relationship.
Right.
So if your relationship with your spouse is strong,
right,
then your family is strong.
Yes.
When you have a broken relationship,
mm-hmm.
it results in a broken family.
Right, right. Well, there's no stronger bond than a husband and wife team.
Yes.
That's the strongest team on the planet. In fact, that's the team that I root for. I root for us. Okay. I'm not really into sports, so I don't have a sporting team I root for. And what's interesting to me about sports, and there's a lot of people that, you know, root for the Broncos or whatever the team, and that's fine, but then they don't root for their own marriage.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Interesting.
I mean, you're wearing the jersey, the number of the, you know, the Peyton Manning or whoever's jersey, but you wouldn't put on your wife's jersey. You wouldn't put your wife's name on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying wear her clothes, but I'm saying you would. Well, so, you know, something I'm gay, you know, I'm not judging, but, you know, but you need to be your spouse's main
cheerleader.
Yeah. Exactly. You need to be, say, hey, you know, go Cheryl, go, or go Casper, go, you know, you need mm-hmm. to be that person for your spouse.
Very good.
Yeah.
I agree. You should be. And just think how strong our relationships would be if we were.
Right.
Because together we can accomplish so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And that spills over even into our children. You know, we need to be the cheerleaders and
that our children need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rooting for them and coaching them and just cheering them on and say, hey, you can do it. You know, you can be this person, or you can do that thing, or whatever. You know, the gay population is making huge grounds when it comes to marriage.
Isn't that interesting? They're fighting for marriage.
They're fighting for marriage. Yeah.
And we're fighting for divorce.
Right, right. The Supreme Court just cleared the way for gay marriage expansion.
Wow.
Just recently, like a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, my personal take on marriage is that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, I'm not saying that two people that are the same sex should not, if they, you know, two consenting adults, if they want to decide they want to live together, that's their business. But it's not a marriage, because marriage is only between a man and a woman. What they have is a union, and you know, whether it's right or wrong, it's not for me to decide. It's for them, you know, to come to that
conclusion.
Come to that conclusion. But it's interesting that they're fighting for traditional marriage. At the same time, they're complaining about traditional marriage, and they're fighting for it. So what does that tell you?
We're confused.
We are living in a confused world.
As the Ferengi would say, us the humans.
Yeah.
We are have confused. Lots of
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all these.
And then on top of that, just recently, there is a school in, I believe, what did I tell you?
Did you say Nebraska?
Nebraska, that has said that they don't want to call the boys and girls anymore because the transgendered individuals will be offended. So instead of calling boys and girls, they're going to call them
purple penguins.
Purple penguins. What does purple or penguin have to do with your sexual orientation?
I don't know.
It is amazing at the rate that our country and our world is slipping into darkness, to where boys and girls cannot be boys and girls anymore because one or two or four individuals have a challenge with their sexual identity. So 97, 98, 99% of everybody else has to now say, I don't know what I am, male, female, boy, girl. I guess I'm a purple penguin. I'm a purple penguin. And we're raising our children that way? And we're wondering why marriages are failing, except for in the gay community. It's on the rise in the gay community. But in the straight community, marriages are failing. Kids are being born out of wedlock.
Confusion.
It's a ball of confusion.
Yeah.
That's what the world is today.
That's the temptation.
Hey, hey. Just say.
Yeah, there's a lot of really strange things going on in our world today. But it all stems from communication and relationships, regardless of whether they're gay or straight or know what their gender identity is or not. We're human beings. Human beings have to communicate.
Yes.
Human beings live and thrive on relationships.
Right.
And we need to learn how to relate to each other.
Yes.
And how to love each other. Yes, without being healthy. Without being mean, without being nasty, without being judgmental, without implementing the four safeties.
Yes.
Which is emotional safety, physical safety, commitment safety, and community safety.
Right. Right.
So we as people need each other.
And we as Christians need to lead the way.
Yes.
We need to shine the light. And everywhere we go, there should be a huge, a larger than life light shining on the darkness.
Mm-hmm. And love, and lots of love, because when you read scriptures, it says love is the greatest of these.
It's the greatest. Yeah. But that's the light. That's what I'm talking about. So it's love, it's Christ. You know, it comes in many forms and many names, but it's the same thing. It's shining that light, not demanding that people believe as we believe, but showing them this is the better way to believe.
Mm-hmm. And showing them love and support and kindness and gentleness, because bickering and fighting and fussing doesn't get us anywhere.
Doesn't get us anywhere, and it's not shining the light.
No.
No.
No. And like you said before, believers should be, we should be the lead. Jesus left and he challenged us to love.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's happening today in society is the government is taking a larger and larger role in telling us, you know, they're shining the light, but the light they're shining is like a blue light special or something. it's not
Kmart.
Yeah, it's a Kmart light. I mean, what are we doing? Why are we listening to government officials who have no clue what it means to be a God-fearing individual when everything they do is not, it's not showing any evidence that they have been on their knees praying to God before they made that decision?
Well, you know, that too can be a little gray, because everybody has their God, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what God are you praying to?
What God are you praying to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we need to love. We need to show each other some kindness and respect.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Well, we want you to do kindness and respect by doing a love tap. And tap stands for tell a positive story. We want you to tell positive stories. Go to our Facebook page, IamLoveBuilders.com. You want to go to our website and you want to chime in. We want to hear from you and do some love taps out there. And by doing so, you're going to be able to promote your business if you have a business, or, you know, it's just going to be a great way for you to share some kindness, to shine that light on the world by doing love taps. And hopefully we'll have a love tap theme song coming your way shortly. So we're going to be working on that and a whole bunch more. So my name is Casper Stock. I'm here with my awesome, lovely wife, Cheryl. We are the hosts of IamLoveBuilders.com on Christ the King World Radio. Again, reach us on our website, IamLoveBuilders.com. We will see you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.